You're standing up slowly, standing all alone. And I can't help but thinking about it every time I see you straighten up, about your posture and my posturing, about how neither ever changes. And if you are a swan, then I am a gray, ugly duckling waiting to be tucked under someone's wing, 'cause I don't have the grace of you. And it doesn't seem so complicated now, not such a big deal. Now that the wounds have healed, it doesn't seem like such a big deal tonight. How is it that we made it out to be so hard, when all we had were chances, unending chances, that fell into our laps as we turned them down? We didn't know which way to go, and I shiver as I try to keep everything on the up and up and away. My teeth chatter, it's cold here without direction. And it doesn't seem so complicated now, not such a big deal. Now that the wounds have healed, it doesn't seem like such a big deal tonight. Was it so hard to raise your voice just a little? You would have died rather than given a piece of your mind. But I knew from the start that it wouldn't be so complicated. You're standing up firmly for yourself, and you no longer need the scaffold of me, and I'm happy to tear it down. 'Cause I'd rather see you standing up freely. Don't lean for him, never lean for me. Don't crumble for anyone so easily, 'cause now you can stand up for yourself. And it doesn't seem so complicated now, not such a big deal. Now that the wounds have healed, it doesn't seem like such a big deal tonight. Doesn't seem so complicated now, not such a big deal. So complicated now that the wounds have healed, it doesn't seem like such a big deal tonight.
That was an original song titled Standing, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 5, Suite Number 8. The topic of the suite is friendship. I'm going to use three original songs to look at some different facets of friendships that I've had. And that song, Standing, it's about both a negative and a positive aspect of friendship, which is this idea of leaning, this mutual leaning society that you have with your friends, which is a good thing. It's what friends are for. But it's about the event where one person stands more freely than the other. And so you've got one Tower of Pisa in the relationship, and one Eiffel Tower, if you will, and the back and forth that creates. And it's not negative. It's not really negative about who it's about. It's about how actually I've been friends with this person for a really long time, and at different points in our friendship that we've both emotionally and physically been the leaner in the relationship. And now I feel as though through her standing up so freely, I too am standing up taller. And now we can see eye to eye in a totally different way than we used to be able to. So that's a little bit of what Standing is about. Probably one of the more positive friendship songs I've written. So I point out that one is a positive aspect, because I'm about to go to a little bit more of a negative place with a song called Martyr. And this, it's about somebody I still care about very much, but sometimes when you are a third party, really looking at a problem that your friend is having and you're not involved in that problem, it's hard to gauge how much of a problem it really is, because you have no way of knowing. They're your only filter to see it through. You don't have any other reality other than their reality. And in the case of this song, there's a friend of mine who I was getting that from, and I was really commiserating with them. And then I, sometime later, was opened up to another angle, another reality, another facet of the situation. And I realized that it wasn't so bad as it was cracked up to be. And so, you know, we all climb on a cross every so often. And this song is about telling one of your friends to get the fuck down.
I don't see anyone else around, so you can come down off your cross now. 'Cause you say you don't like that crown of
Martyr. Not a lot of uplifting themes in that one. Funny story about Martyr is that I've actually played that one of the few times that I've ever played it in front of people. I actually played it in front of the person that it's about, and they're none the wiser to this day that it's about them. And I got to the bridge, and I was like really feeling the mean. And I got to the bridge, which used to be much longer and nastier, and I just looked at them and I thought, God, it's just not worth it. I go through this a lot with my meaner songs, some of my meaner songs. I just looked at the person and I said, this isn't, it doesn't need to be this intense about them, because there's somebody I ultimately am still friends with. And so I dialed back the bridge a little bit to that I don't believe in you place. That's a newer creation of it. And I think it really jives with that whole sense of it's not that I don't like you. It's that I don't believe in your problems. And that's really where the song came from to begin with. I have one last song for you in this trio, and by trio and Crushing Crisis standards, it's sort of an old standard, because it's from originally the 2001 Blogathon event, and it was really written specifically for closing out the Blogathon, so by extension, it was written for my webpage. So it's always been sort of a standard around here, and it's called Until You Awake. And the story of Until You Awake is that I had become friends to a degree with somebody through Robbie from walkerjabby.com, and that person had an unfortunate incident with their health, and they actually were in a coma. And it was somebody who I was just starting to get friendly with, and things were not looking good for her. And the blogathon was coming up, and she was actually originally going to be a participant. And I had a lot of feelings about that. I've really, really been blessed in my life by not only my own good health, but the good health of just about everybody around me. And I really didn't know how to react to this young, vibrant person who maybe, you know, would never get to hear one of my songs. So I sat down one night and wrote Until You Awake. And I remember that I sent it to her boyfriend at the time, and he played it for her, I think during or just after blogathon, you know, in the hospital. And shortly thereafter, she woke up. So it's funny, she's not somebody that I'm friends with anymore, but at the time, this song was very important to me, and by extension, she was very important to me. And I still play it to this day because it represents to me the power that ever tenuous connection across the internet can have over you and over your songs. So without any further explanation, this is Until You Awake, and it's actually sort of a new way of playing it for me because I'm debuting my 12-string guitar on it. So please enjoy, and thank you very much. Until You Awake. Well, I can wait past the fuss and the hustle that keeps you away, but it comes right down to faith. You got it in your eyes. There are no surprises in store for you until you awake. Except for in me, so you know I never could be satisfied without someone like you to point these things out to me until you wake. Just another simple melody. These hands run out of me. And if it's just the same, I'd like to give it your name at least until you awake. Well, you got this guy who spends eternity with you right by your side, but you know, gotta put up a fight to hold on. Stop playing it soon. So
way.